I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Little after 6 o'clock in the Southland. Happy Tuesday evening. As you begin that afternoon drive, it is a live imaging Tuesday with Shinano and Cappy. Mandy's week, 4 days until the Mandy Awards, Saturday night at the Commerce Casino. Commerce Casino, where the game reigns. It is time for What You Need to Know.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Yeah, they clashed. I didn't think about that when I did the read. That's okay. Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. So there are already rumblings of a new man potentially entering Taylor Swift's love life.
Oh, I saw this.
Following her brief fling with the 1975 frontman Matty Healy. According to numerous online reports, Swift is now being linked to none other than Lakers guard Austin Reeves after they were spotted together at a bar in Arkansas. His brother, Spencer Reeves, even called attention to the online theory by laughing off a tweet about the hot new rumor. News of Taylor's alleged hangout sesh with Austin Reeves comes days after sources confirmed her split from Healy.
Wow.
Is she going to make a new album about it?
Probably. You better watch out.
Happy birthday to our favorite Swiftie, producer Emily from Travis and Sliwa.
Happy birthday, girl.
Right on.
She was fired up this morning when this topic came out about, you know.
I felt really bad. I saw Emily this morning, and then I didn't see her again, and then I got the email that it was her birthday, and I never wished her a happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Emily.
God, I feel horrible. See?
Yeah, because you got here at 8 a.m. today.
Bad guy.
I mean, you've been here.
I know, all day long.
Just
day
walking
long.
Around.
So if I'm Austin Reeves, wow, look at how my life has changed. Undrafted player, on the floor with LeBron James, scoring 20-plus in the postseason, and now linked to Taylor Swift. Even if he wasn't with her in a bar, even if he's not dating her, even if Austin Reeves is like me and he can't find anybody to give him free tickets to a suite at SoFi for Taylor Swift so his daughter can go to the show. I mean, just being linked to Taylor Swift is
so
hot.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
That's so hot.
Don't you have like a buddy who's like tight with Austin Reeves?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you going to try to now get Taylor Swift tickets through that guy?
It depends.
He's like, I didn't think about it, but now I am.
It depends.
You're such a phony.
No, it depends.
You are a phony.
What do you mean phony? I'm being honest. What are you talking about?
You're going to go to that guy, chummy up, hey, king him, and like just, oh my God.
I'm going to be like,
you are the worst.
Hey, listen. So now that Austin.
You're a bad guy.
Now that Austin and T-Swizzle are like a full-blown thing. You know, now that they're like a real couple and everything?
Yeah.
Do you mind getting me and my daughter some backstagers for T-Swizz?
Backstagers, huh?
You're the worst, man.
I'm not the worst. I'm the best.
You're the worst.
I'm best.
God.
Oh, wow. A Sedano sigh. It's 6:04 and 16 seconds.
I did one at 10:22 this morning.
Right.
I heard it.
Why?
I heard it for sure.
Because they...
What did they do to you this morning?
They just didn't have a lot.
They didn't have a lot? Did we have a lot today so
yeah,
far?
Yeah. They were kind of...
Cap is the weakest link.
They were stacking their chips on Morales and Mandy's week. And
so
live
what,
imaging.
Were they just betting on you to just come in and just like
just
carry the show?
Right. Not carry the show. They just... I mean, listen, the bit was there's not a lot of sports going on, but the problem is...
Wait a second.
Especially in that 10-to-1 window on a Tuesday, and in Mandy's week, there were a lot of meetings.
Well, there's
so
stuff,
I was running back and
the
forth.
The whole PGA thing just broke right before
but
their show.
They weren't hot on it, man.
Travis wasn't hot on this?
I'm not hot on it because I don't love golf like that, but we at least did one segment
not,
on
not
it.
Not completely
it's
hot all, on it.
And it's also been 8 hours since the story broke when we get it, you know? But not that was like 10 minutes before their show started.
To be honest with you guys, there was a moment probably at around 9:50 a.m. this morning here at the station where somebody walked into me in the other studio and they said, hey, have you seen Sliwa? And I said, no. And I thought there was like some concern that Sliwa might be missing in action.
Oh, because no, you were going to jump in?
No, he was in Sliwa's studio that we record Lakers Talk Daily. And I said to him specifically, this isn't cool. This is Sliwa's room. And Sliwa
and
was
you
really,
took it for the Cappy cast.
Sliwa was right. Really not happy.
No, that's not true.
No, that Sliwa is 100% true.
No, it's actually inaccurate.
And talked to Greg
what?
And I about
it. No. Take off the music.
That is a lie.
Do you have like people's court music or something?
Yeah. He wanted to have a conversation about it afterwards.
Okay, because let me tell you something. I spoke to Sliwa mano a mano face to face, los ojos to los ojos. And I said to Slee, did I invade your space today?
What do you want him to say? You were all set up. Cappy had his own lights set up and everything.
Yeah.
Looked like a disco in there, Cappy Cast disco.
Right. And then Slee said to me, I only record Lakers talk like one day a week or something
Not, not Lakers talk daily. We do
it daily. He said, I'm not doing it today. He said, so I didn't need this studio. So I said, oh, so I'm not in your space today because I yield to Slee. But so he's like, no, Cap, I don't need it. I'm like, all right, then.
Then how do you? Why, how did you get that information?
No, he didn't get that information. He just made it up. No, like he's going to be in Barrett Sports Media.
Slee wanted to chat with us after the show.
Oh.
Not true.
Well, no, what do you think? You think he's making that up?
Yes, I do.
I mean, if we're going to believe one, the other bit, or you, yes, we're going to believe him.
Yes, I do.
The other bit we did today on the show, we started out of the gate, and I wasn't going to do it, and then it just kind of came. I realized that they necessarily weren't. They didn't have a lot for me in the first segment, so I had to kind of feed it.
Yeah. He just brought them everything to the table right off the bat because I was listening.
So on Sunday, Lindsay and I were talking about Slee. We were talking about I was drinking some Justin wine at the little Disney California Adventure Park. She said, you know, Slee gave me a really nice bottle of wine for Christmas. And I said, yeah, he gave a lot of his wine. It was nice. Did he give you the peasant bottle? Peasants from the Dow family.
And I was like, no, that's not what it's called.
It was something else. And I said, well, what was it? And then later on, she would send me a picture of the bottle. When she got home, let's just say Chris got a certain layer of wine, but producer Lindsay got a different bottle,
a higher layer level.
Apparently, there was a tier system that went on.
Oh,
and
wow!
Producer Lindsay was part of the higher tier.
Okay,
it's Christopher was not. Shiraz bin 798.
And bin 798 is a good bin.
Yeah,
surprising though, because I would think that you would think that Chris is a more kind of wine centric-y kind of guy.
Yeah.
Lindsay baseball,
but he doesn't
not
know
as
that.
Much.
Yeah. So he
and
know
you know, you would also think that since you're invading people's spaces, you would ask if you could use that studio.
Yeah, but I got there
so
first.
So corporate Greg just checked
in. Wait, you get there first. You're coming here to do your Cappy Cast.
That's right.
Okay. You should come in and say, hey guys, is anyone need to use this studio before I put all my disco lights in here?
Well, I'll have you know. I'll have you know two things. One, I spoke to the boss, Bergie Berg, who said yes.
He's texting you right now, right?
So Bergman says, Slee is worried about the regular season when he tries to use the studio, when he does need the studio every day. That's what he wanted to talk to us about.
Okay, and the other part of it is...
So you asked Bergman.
Yeah, Bergman knew where I was going to be. I reserved the room. And the disco lights,
we're not
by the
reserving
way, not
the room for your San Diego podcast.
Well, it's an international podcast, really.
I mean,
it's international. Yeah, it is. Do you want to see the stats?
Yeah, sure.
I would love to show you the stats.
And do you know he tried to book me as a guest on the show? He's when you got 10 minutes, can you jump on the Cappy Cast?
He asked me yesterday about coming on the Cappy Cast.
What am I going to do? Give him a lesson on how to do radio?
Way to bury the lead, Morales. You're just tying this now?
Yeah, or Morales. The pizza's here. Maybe it went like this. Maybe it went more like this. Hey, Cap, can I come on the Cappy Cast?
Oh,
God, I would love to come on the Cappy Cast and talk to the guys on the Cappy Cast, but I didn't put them on.
Dead Meow 5 in the Sedano Cap Circle of Trust says, hearing all these stories about Cappy being so cheap, I'm second-guessing my application to be his personal assistant. I feel he'll pay me coupons and Padres tickets that he got for free.
Now, wait a second. Minimum wage is $15.50, isn't it?
I don't know. I haven't gotten paid minimum in a long time.
I just want to
thankfully.
I want to make a point that the last assistant, there was some type of financial issue.
Well, it was the other way around, though.
Yeah,
it's still kind of funny.
No, it's actually not even remotely funny. It actually hurts to my core. That's not even remotely funny.
Oh, sorry, Gap.
So anyway, here's something that'll make your core feel a little better. Some hot, juicy Laker rumors.
All right, and then I need to tell you this evening about a basketball superstar that I met right here in LA Live earlier today.
Okay, we'll do that in the next segment.
Go to basketball.
Okay. Would you like your boy, our boy?
Who that?
Jovan Buha.
Jovan Buha? I always screw it up. Jovan Buha or Jovan Buha? Jovan?
You just said the same thing twice.
I did? I said Jovan Buha twice?
Yes, you did.
So was it? I screw up the V and the H. My B.
It's Jovan Buha.
All right, keep going.
Would you trade Austin Reeves and a pick, potentially, for Trae Young?
No. No, definitely not. 100% not even remotely considerable.
Because that's one of the rumors.
Forget it. That ain't happening.
I don't think so either. to be honest with you. I wouldn't do that either. I have told you, I don't think, like Trae Young, I'm out on all Trae Young trades if I'm the Lakers. Because I just don't believe Trae Young is a guy. I mean, he could, sure, could he help you in a one-year situation with LeBron? And I just don't think Trae Young is a guy you can build around for the long term, in my personal opinion, mostly based on stature. Like, I just don't think people say, oh, he's like a Steph Curry clone. He's not really. He's not as big as Steph Curry. Steph Curry's become, like, sturdy, like, if you look at his body. That's not what Trae is. So I worry about Trae wearing down. I worry about teams picking on him defensively. We've seen that in the playoffs. I think Trae Young, if you're telling me you've got, like, a fortress of defensive players that can also be two-way players on the team, maybe. That's not the Lakers.
No, but go
back
to the beginning.
Did you see the news about Trae Young? There's like some news today that like just developed.
Tell me.
No, what?
He has scrubbed all references to the Atlanta Hawks from his personal Instagram.
So usually when that happens,
it's kind of a big deal.
Things move from there.
You know, I just had a buddy of mine who is all of a sudden getting ready to go through a divorce, and his current wife, but soon to be ex-wife, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 weeks ago, she's posting pictures on Instagram like, look at our lives. We're awesome. Look where we're traveling to. Look who we're hanging out with. And today, scrubbed. Scrubbed clean. Like she's an athlete for a team.
Okay.
I like when they scrub it. That means I start like, hey, what's going on? How's everything going?
Oh, now that's when you go in for the kill.
Well, I can always tell when my friends
I slide in all the time so that sliding isn't weird when it's like, oh.
I can always tell when my friends have gotten like divorced or something because the scrub happens.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. It's very obvious.
Yeah, I know. It's like when a player decides I don't want to play for this team anymore, so I'm taking down all Atlanta Hawks things on my Twitter and my Instagram.
Well,
I was like, girl, 2 weeks ago, you're in France somewhere showing off how happy you are, and today, 2 weeks later, you scrubbed the entire place.
Yeah, well, you got to do what you got to do. You just be careful you don't get scrubbed.
Well, I've been scrubbed.
How great would it be to scrub them off ESPN LA?
Oh, wow. I thought with Rachel.
I was talking about Rachel personally.
Yeah, same.
I'll tell you, today's getting vicious, but I'll tell you right now, I'll tell you what's going to happen. That's okay. Here's what's going to happen. On Saturday night, when I get done, and I go up to my room.
And get all the Mandy's.
And I take off all my clothes. And I put on my hat, my sunglasses. And I put all my Mandy's around me. And then I'm standing there butt naked like I was last year. That's when I may just mic drop all over this mofo. What do you think about
that? What does that mean, mic drop all over this mofo?
You'll find out on Sunday morning, buddy.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's one hot, juicy Laker rumor.
The problem is I'm not going to win any Mandy's. George is going to win them all.
No, you're going to win.
George is going to win. George is going to win host of the year.
I'm going to throw it.
Please don't do the Ireland bit. It really annoys me.
If you win.
No, it's not that I'm too good for it. I don't want to win it because I don't think I'm the one that should win it.
If you win and you are elected.
These are voted by the people.
Right.
So if they vote for you.
Yeah,
that's
if they vote for me, then I'll go. But I'm telling you, I'm doing the Richard Pryor vote for none of the above.
Yeah.
Cappy, if you take the picture again with all the Mandy Awards, just make sure this time.
there's no reflection.
A little more clean.
That way we can post it.
Yeah. No, I posted it anyway.
Of your.
No, you didn't.
I did so. I posted myself.
Did you?
Long John Silver, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I posted myself.
A little Brajol in there.
Naked. And I said to George, I go, George, look. And George was like enlarging the picture, going, no, you can't post it. You can't post it. And I'm like, if he says I can't, then I should.
Yeah, right, because that ends up being like, you know, there's no Deadspin these days, or I guess there is, but it's not the same thing. But
Barrett Sports Media would definitely post that.
Yes.
That's on the front page.
Right, post
butt
nudie.
Naked.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Kaplan needs to manscape.
All right, I got another hot, juicy Laker rumor, but I'll get to that coming up next. Plus, you had a story. What was your story?
I ran into a basketball superstar today.
Yeah.
Took selfies together.
Yeah.
Hung out, and frankly, he should come on the show.
Yeah, so we'll get to that. And Robert Horry making some news. We'll tell you about what Big Shot Rob said, all coming up in just a second.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And it is Sedano and Kappa Live Imaging Tuesday, around quarter after 6 p.m. in the Southland. You know what we do around 6:15 now. The producer, Laura, rejoin of the day. Take it away, Laura.
Prince.
Yes, I wanted to play a little Prince for two reasons. One, let's go crazy, because, you know, the Mandy's are coming up, and I feel like we're all going a little crazy around here, right? Hence why... Chris bought pizza. The guys are still working back.
Oh, my God. So good.
It pizza is fire.
Prime pizza. Prime pizza.
Also, because tomorrow I won't be here. I have a knee appointment because, you know, y'all know I got knee issues.
Yeah.
But it's my boo's sister's 30th birthday. She shares a birthday with Prince because tomorrow's Prince's birthday. Rest in peace. So I wanted to play a Prince song in her honor because I won't be here. So happy birthday to her. She's going to be 30. And... just another little tidbit. Since everybody's promoting stuff around here, I'm going to plug my stuff too because I'm going to start my podcast again. So if you guys want to check it out, you guys can follow Let's Bear It All. And you guys can find that anywhere you find your podcast.
Very nice. Congratulations.
Do you have to be in the league to be a guest on your podcast?
Thank you, Lindsay. No.
You don't have to be in the league?
No. I do have people that are in the league in the podcast already, but you don't have to be. I actually was gonna ask you today, but you like ran and left me there, so
that's right. Hey, is the boo coming to the Mandy's?
Yes, he is.
Is he gonna smell delicious?
He always does.
Is he gonna wear the headband?
Just, I'm not gonna sit him next to you.
Nose ring,
everything. I'm just, can we, who, anybody else have anything? Because it's weird, it gets a little weird with me.
What's the league that you refer to, Cappy?
What's the league?
Yeah, the league. When we say you're in the league, it's like the NBA, right?
Yeah, the NBA,
yeah,
right.
So what's the league?
The NBA. What do you mean, what's the league?
Okay, never mind.
You didn't get it.
You asked her if you have to be in the league to be on the podcast.
Right. You mean like the NBA?
Right. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
What did you mean?
Well, that's why I was asking.
I got the NBA.
Well, the thing is that now that my
name... why would she ask you? Because you're definitely not in the league, Cappy.
Well, you know, you say that.
As BSM.
Now, you know, according to
now
Barrett's
mistake, he's in the league. Things.
You say that.
Wait till they print a retraction, Cap.
You say that, but here's the thing. Do you consider Shams Charania in the league?
He is like the guy in the league.
Do you consider Chris Haynes to be in the league?
Of course.
Do you consider Shedano to be in the league?
Of course.
I know where he's going
today,
with this.
Well, today, in that article that was published, there was Shedano's name, there was Sharania's name, there was Haynes' name, and there was my name.
And finally, you admit, because of that, that's why you did it.
You planted it.
That's why
it.
You planted the story.
Just admit it, Cap.
You gave yourself up.
Because I'm in the league now.
We all know that you called... Good Karma's communications department
didn't.
And said,
no.
Hey, don't comment on this story because I got this.
Because we would have been flagged. We would have gotten a report.
Yeah,
why? They would give people the heads up.
Why didn't we get a call from them, like confirming or denying the story or getting a comment?
Because he didn't. He went around the communications department.
That's what I
thought.
The
comms department.
That's what?
You went direct.
Just doesn't make sense, Cappy.
I didn't know that to book interviews or to listen to the show and write
interviews.
About the show. I didn't know that you had to go through the communications department.
Did you book an interview, Indeed?
See, you're going crazy, Cappy.
I guess so.
You just volunteered that piece of information to us, Cap.
Indeed, I did.
My friend, you know what you are?
Tell me.
You know.
Oh.
You know.
Am I?
The question is Saturday night.
Yeah.
When you get done with the national anthem with Mace.
Yeah, what's that all about?
He says
you wanted to do it.
No. I sang the national anthem with Mace, unrehearsed and unbeknownst to me, before the softball game. And apparently, and George, this is what people told me, so don't be judgmental because you weren't there. But hear me out.
Okay.
I've been told from people that other than Whitney Houston's national anthem at the Super Bowl, that Mason and I at the softball game last year brought tears to people's eyes.
Yeah.
And it was probably the second best national anthem behind Whitney Houston that many people had ever heard.
Right.
So after you get done singing it, I'll say, Cappy, come here 1 second before we get on with the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, Cappy, tonight, do you have the passion and energy? Do you have the stones to get up here and win Host of the Year again? Or will you be, and then you finish my thought.
Gutless?
Gutless!
Gutless!
And then we'll let you go back to your seat and we'll begin the show.
All right. Me and then Rachel, we'll start drinking.
Oh, you're going to be, you'll be five sheets to the wind.
I think I'm going to get wasted during the Mandy's.
Oh, good. Oh, that should be good.
Jesus.
By the way.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, I know, right? That's going to be great. By the way, to everyone who's listening now, make sure that you're listening through the end of the show, because the very last segment, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the Mandy's.
Sold out Mandy's tickets.
And you have to answer a trivia question about the show today.
Wow. Well, you got about 35 minutes or so before we check out of here. So you better stay tuned, sucka.
Rip the dial off. What do they say, Chris? Rip the knob off. Wacky radio thing.
Lock it in and rip the knob off.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's the old Z100 in New York. From the top of the Empire State Building. WHTC New York Z100.
Time out. I just need to expose Chris on something here.
Lock it in and rip the knob off.
Since he exposed the wine thing about Slee.
Easy.
So when I was driving home with Chris, we were talking about there used to be a radio station in that building. There used to be a radio station in that building. And then he was like playing me some of the old time like jingles from the radio stations. He was so nostalgic about his love for radio.
Here's why.
It was adorable. It was very sweet.
So the voice in the Haunted Mansion, mm-hmm. not during Christmas time because they had to recut it.
Yeah, yeah.
But the classic voice you hear.
Right.
There are no mirrors or doors or whatever he says. That's a man by the name of Paul Frees, who's a famous voiceover person. Mm. And in the 70s and 80s, he did the imaging, similar to what I do, for RKO radio stations, which my father worked for two of them. Right. So I was like, oh, Paul Frees, listen to this.
Yeah.
So there you go, Lindsay.
I just think it was cute because he's very nostalgic about radio.
That wasn't like, she was like saying that was adorable.
Oh, okay.
It was
adorbs?
Yeah, it was a very sweet little,
Cappy adorbs?
He's very into, the old school radio history.
Yeah.
What are you throwing at me? What are you throwing napkins at me?
Because I'm just tired of you.
I'm going to throw pizza at you.
Oh my God, what's wrong with you?
My sports jacket.
You're throwing food.
I like that piece of pizza. Hold on a second.
Dude.
Wait a second. Hold on. Give me
What are you doing
crazy.
Throwing food at people?
Did you get a stain on my jacket?
Give me my pie back. Oh, now you're eating my pie.
You just threw pizza at Morales?
I want that pie. Yeah. Oh, look, he's eating my pizza.
Well,
oh my
you can go get another one now. This pepperoni was incredible.
The sauce.
What's the name of this place?
It's amazing.
Prime Pizza.
Yeah.
Delicious. This one's in Little Tokyo.
I'm going to get another
Santa Monica, Burbank.
Delicious.
This one's... But now I'm sharing where you bit, but that's
all right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, I'm going to go get another pepperoni slice. It was delicious.
Was that one good? I got a sausage one.
No, pepperoni. Really? I mean, I don't know. I didn't taste the sausage. The pepperoni was out of control. I like it because the pepperoni, like the...
It's little. Like
And it's crispy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little crispiness to the crust.
Yeah. No, I mean, the pepperoni was crispy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me tell you guys a quick little story today.
Yeah, you saw an NBA superstar.
Well, I didn't say an NBA superstar.
Before we get to the... other Lakers hot jersey rumor.
I said I saw a basketball superstar today.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Let's see how much you know about basketball, smart guy.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear of a guy named Chris Staples?
Chris Staples.
Chris Staples.
Name sounds familiar. Yeah. Why does it ring a bell?
Because Chris Staples was a one-time Harlem Globetrotter.
Okay.
Okay. And George, if you're down here in downtown L.A.,
mm-hmm.
And there's these video billboards.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And there's a big, slam dunk competition contest coming
mm-hmm.
in early August.
Right.
And there's signage everywhere around LA Live mm-hmm. for these kinds of things. Right. So I walk outside today to go out to grab something to eat for lunch. And there's this good looking young guy. Mm. And he's standing in front of this poster. And there's this dude on the poster that's jumping over, 20 cars and slam dunking somebody.
Right.
Something, right.
Right.
And this young man says to me, he says, hey, excuse me, sir, would you mind taking a picture of me for a second? I said, yeah, sure, man, no problem. Be my pleasure. And he goes, well, this is a poster of me, and I wanted to get somebody to take a picture, right? So it turns out this guy, Chris Staples.
So you asked him about who he was at that
right,
point.
Right, so he tells me that he's on the poster, and I'm like, well, tell me more, man. Tell me what your deal is, bro. So the next thing you know, now we're getting
down. Did you
drop
a bro?
Oh, dude, George, by the time
bro? My man.
Dog.
Dog.
Okay, dude.
Check, 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 check.
I got them all in.
Yeah, yeah.
I got them all in a short period of time. By the time we were done.
You brought it in.
Oh, in a huge way. We were hugging it all out by the end. First of all, this guy's a super good looking kid.
Yeah.
great blue eyes.
Yeah.
He's won like over 20 slam dunk competitions around the world.
Right.
He's considered a Guinness Book of World Record holder for the most slam dunk championships on planet Earth.
Wow.
Okay. And if you go on to his Instagram, which is everybody_hatechris, which is two S's, because his name is Chris Staples, everybody_hatechris with two S's, you're going to see that, by the way, this is like my new best friend now. Like, you know, I've gotten rid of Canelo Alvarez, and now me and Chris Staples are like BFF brothers, okay? So I'm going to say this, George, before this whole thing happens here, right, with this slam dunk thing that's going to happen in early August, we got to bring my man in the studio.
Okay, sounds good.
What did he give you for free, Cappy?
He gave me love, Lindsay.
Oh, okay.
That was it. Just
he gave me love.
I was just asking.
He brought it in on me.
Well, that's cool. Good for him.
All right, here's your hot, juicy Laker rumor before we have to move on.
All right, shout out to Chris Staples.
Shout out to Chris Staples. D'Angelo Russell, sign and trade for DeMar DeRozan.
Okay. See, now that I'm in on.
Okay.
That is a no-brainer for me.
All right.
You said earlier Austin Reeves, and once you said Austin Reeves...
That's it. You were out.
I'm out.
Yeah, especially now that he's seeing... I mean, do you think it's a plus or a minus... a positive or a negative that he's allegedly been seen with Taylor Swift at a bar in Arkansas?
I think it's unbelievably positive because just imagine this. Imagine a game next year, a Laker game.
Yeah, where T-Swizzle's sitting there.
With Adele.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift and Adele are sitting there courtside and they're cheering on one man on the floor and one man who's controlling the operation.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm out on trading Austin Reeves because Austin Reeves to me... is a guy that you don't want to give up on. He's the next 5, 6, 7 years, that's your guy. And I'm not saying that he's the guy you build a team around.
No, he's definitely a really good complementary player.
He's a core player, and he's kind of like, he's the kind of guy that can always spread the word of the coach or the franchise in the locker room, in my opinion. He's that kind of a team guy. And I want to keep Austin Reeves. So I'm not trading him for anybody now.
But D'Angelo Russell for DeMar DeRozan, you're in on.
No brainer.
Yeah.
100%.
I just don't know if the Bulls would be in on it, but that's a report that's out there today.
Well, if the Bulls would want to get rid of DeMar DeRozan and the Bulls are in some sort of rebuild or whatever it is.
Well, they don't really have a point guard right now because obviously Lonzo is dealing with those injuries and he may never play again according to some reports. So that's part of the equation here.
I mean, DeMar DeRozan... 2 years too late, unfortunately. 2 years older, unfortunately. But still, D'Angelo Russell is not in my plan. And I'm going to share that again with Rob Pelinka, but it's 6:29, and he listens between 4 and 4:45,
according to Barrett Sports Media.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think DeMar DeRozan fits on this team. I just don't know how you get him here. I don't think D'Angelo Russell, like this report says, is enough personally, but if I'm Chicago, at least. All right, coming up next, big deal or no deal? Not award-winning, but still fun. Next.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
6:30 p.m. in the Southland. It is a live Imaging Tuesday on Shit Auto and Cap. Mandy's week, 4 days until the Mandy Awards Saturday night at the Commerce Casino. By the way, thanks to our friends at Dos Hombres. They are handling Dos Hombres Mezcal, of course. Brian Cranston is voicing our big show open that producer Jorge has been working weeks on.
Yeah.
They're also providing these amazing Dos Hombres bottles with the Mandy's 2 logo on it. These will be at all the show tables on Saturday night. Look at that. And, of course, they are. You guys remember this from last year because you won a lot of awards. The backstage area where producer Lindsay went back there and did WWE like, we told you we'd win and we won. They're sponsoring all that. So our friends at Dos Hombres, thank you so much. Dos Hombres Mezcal gives you just the right more for those everyday moments with great friends. Right now, it's time for Big Deal or No Deal. Take it away, Sean. You take it away, Lindsay.
I'm eating the prime pizza, which is delicious.
Lindsay's very confident that this show is going to win a lot of awards this year at the Mandy's, mostly because we have a lot of votes coming from the Cleveland area.
Well, we definitely have a lot of votes coming from the Cleveland area because, like I said, I texted everybody I know. I posted it on all my social medias. And, you know, I'm sure, like, my dad sent it to everybody at work, and so did my brother, because I was like, you guys, I really want to win. And so, you know, we'll see. I know that the whole they have, like, the geolocations to decide that. And we'll find out after the fact, because I heard Morales say today on Travis and Sliwa that they're going to break down the percentages on Mandy's after party, whatever. Monday's reaction, whatever.
What's it Monday's called again? Reaction, after party reaction,
yeah,
whatever.
Something like
no,
that.
Mandy's reaction Monday.
There we go.
So next Monday, Live Imaging Tuesday moves to Monday, just like last year, and we will break down to levels beyond comprehension of how the vote went.
Lim,
are
really?
You going to disappear for another 2 weeks after?
You should.
Go
on vacation.
No, I will be gone Tuesday, and then begins U.S. Open at LACC.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, Friday, Wednesday I'll be on site. Making sure everything's right. I'll measure the greens and the levels of the grass and stuff. Then Thursday and Friday, I'll be bringing on the shows a U.S. Open leaderboard update. Then Saturday, producer Lindsay and I are hitting up LACC for the U.S. Open, doing some social media for the station.
Very nice. Hey now.
I actually just got my credential email today, just like about an hour ago. I'm really excited. I've never been to...
Super excited, Christopher!
I'm super excited, Chris, because I've never been to a major before.
Whoa. Chris?
Yeah.
Not Christopher?
Yeah.
I'm super excited, Christopher! I've never been to a major before. Have you guys?
Yeah.
You have?
Oh, yeah. I've been to a bunch of U.S. Opens.
Oh, I'm sure you have, Cappy.
Well, yeah, I have. I've been to probably six or eight of them, I'd
say. Have you been? I know. I was going to say you are a golf fan as well.
I'm not really a golf fan.
It's just that like early in my radio career, I would go to a lot of... I'd go to U.S. Opens. I'd go to PGA Championships, and I'd do broadcasts from there.
Oh, that's awesome.
I've never been to the Masters.
I was gonna
I've never
ask
been to
that.
Augusta.
By the way, this is the best pizza I've had in the 7 years I've lived in L.A.
Really?
That's not even an exaggeration.
Well, it's saying a lot. Because the last time you told us that you had the best pizza was the last time you and Mateo went somewhere for great pizza, and you're like, this is the best pizza I've ever had.
Prime pizza, and we love our friends at, obviously, Pizza Hut. But local L.A. pizza, if you're looking for it, Prime Pizza. There's one in El Segundo that they just opened up. There's one over here in Little Tokyo that serves the downtown area. One in Burbank, a couple on the west side, Santa Monica, Beverly Hills area. Try it. To me, there's different levels of pizza. There's Pizza Hut, which is, to me, like the everyday, I need a pizza, I got a lot of people to feed, it's delicious.
Good.
I love the thin crust pepperoni at Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm. And they also have good wings, too.
You know, when you want a little prime pizza, you try that New York style.
There's a little crunch, not to the crust, but to the actual base of the pie.
Break it down for us, Cappy.
Yeah, there's a
just
little
like
bit
the
of,
chips.
Well, you know, believe it or not, Lindsay, people actually do... go deep into the analytics of pizza.
I know, and that's why I'm telling you to break it down.
Yeah, and there's a little crunch. Now, it's not the pepperoni. It's the actual base of the pie itself.
But the pepperoni also had
the
a nice little crisp
great.
To it.
The ranch, though.
Yeah, the ranch is
good.
Fire. I'm going with the sausage, though.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Lynn. Sorry.
Wait, really quick, I do want to mention that when we were at Disneyland and Chris was talking about said pizza from Prime Pizza, I was like, yeah, but I don't like the pizza around here because I'm not a fan of the New York style. I specifically like it. He goes, they have Sicilian pizza. So I want to know, did you happen to order any of the Sicilian
I didn't order the
style?
Sicilian because they had a discount, a special deal on three New York style.
That's my way of doing things.
Alas, it'll wait.
A special deal.
You like the thick pizza?
So they have a beautiful, they call it the godmother pie, which is Sicilian style.
Mm-hmm.
A little thicker, you know, for the table. Huh?
It's different than Chicago style because I don't like the deep
thing. No, that's too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
But the Sicilian is actually made originally in Sicily with focaccia bread as the crust.
Yeah, I like a little, what is it, the Napoli pizza too, which is actually no sauce.
I like sauce.
I love to see you guys so excited about this, especially Sedano, because he doesn't eat a lot usually in front of us, but he doesn't really eat a lot. That's how he's got that beautiful faccia.
This is delicious.
But I can't wait for the drive home because Cappy's taking me back to OC. All he's going to bitch about is, I feel disgusting today. I ate so much pizza.
I ate lunch. I've eaten so much today.
You know, it's funny. When he came into my office, he goes, well, I am really hungry, and I probably should go eat some lunch, but maybe I won't because then I'll eat again later, and then I'll just be eating just as much.
Well, it's true. That's the thing is that I will eat the same amount. So if I don't eat early, then I don't have the double whammy. You know, yeah. So I'm good after.
Why don't you like fast for like 20 hours?
I usually do. Not 20, but I usually
do.
I did back-to-back 20-hour fasts today before I broke the fast earlier today.
Wow. Gosh, that's impressive.
Got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know, stay healthy. All right, Lindsay, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so hair washing is one of the most common chores, you know, one that we think we all know how to complete, but you might be surprised to learn just how many times you should wash your hair to keep it in good health. According to a TikTok hair influencer, yes, that's a thing, most of us wash our hair half the number of times that we really should. The former hairstylist explained that you should lather up twice every time you clean your locks if you want to wash your hair like a pro. She said, always rinse and repeat a second time and focus on the scalp because that's where all the dirt and oil and buildup is.
Yeah.
Back. Impressed commenters revealed that the second wash can make all the difference. And of course, this is not a big deal for Laura I because we both know this already.
Your girl just washed her hair.
Exactly.
Yes, she did.
So for you guys, is this a big deal or no deal?
I don't know. No deal. I feel like, you know, that's the way you should wash your hair.
So you already do wash it twice.
Yeah. You're supposed to do the scalp and then the hair. You know what I mean? Like you got to do a little of both.
No, I don't do that.
So you rinse and then you wash again every time?
Maybe not every time.
Never.
But occasionally. I think it just depends on like what my day's been like. If I had like a good workout that day and I'm washed, you know, then that's how I roll. But if I've just been home all day and I'm just going to, you know, take a bath or whatever, I actually don't think you should wash your hair every day even.
No, so you're not supposed to.
No, but she's not talking about every day. She's talking when you do. Twice.
Not twice every day. Usually on, like, if I've had, like, a day outdoors or, like, I've had a hard workout that day and I've been sweating, then I do the double that day.
Never do the double. I'm a guy.
See, I'm impressed by that knowledge of yours. I wish Morales was in here to answer it, but Sedano, that gives me a completely different like appreciation for, you know, for
and then you need a third coat for conditioner.
Well, yeah.
I don't ever condition.
Do you know how to apply conditioner? No, of course you don't, Cappy.
Never use conditioner.
Ever?
Ever.
You have curls, bro. You have like a wave to your hair. You definitely need.
I don't use conditioner. I don't ever wash twice. I will shampoo my hair. I will massage my scalp. I will rinse, and then I'm done. I'm moving on to the next body part. I don't condition ever, ever.
That's a problem.
Why is it a problem? What's the issue?
Because, you know, it's good for hair health. It's good for your hair, you know?
Look at this hair.
Well, everybody needs conditioner. I will say that because my hair lady, she tells me, like, I need it because I have really dry hair because I have curly hair. If you would have it maybe a little bit longer, you would, but not everybody needs it.
Yeah. When I moved here, I started to need it. Because my hair would get very dry because of the atmosphere.
And you only put it on the ends. But you know, Cappy, I want to ask, since you revealed this about yourself, you only wash once, whatever, no big deal, no conditioner. Are you also the same kind of person who doesn't believe in washing your feet? Because I feel like that's a thing.
Oh, you got to wash your feet.
Right.
Always.
You and I, we've talked about my feet.
Yeah.
I know, but
in between the toes,
hey,
too,
I'm
bro.
Eating, so be quiet. Be careful.
I'm just asking.
I want you to see how clean my feet are.
I know some men... one of my friends in particular, Alex, who has said many times, and I always get so grossed out, I don't wash my feet because everything runs down to my feet.
That's gross.
No, that's how I feel.
Okay, exactly. Really? Yeah, exactly. I knew it.
I don't like sit on the ground and like wash my feet.
You don't have to sit on the ground, just lift your leg up.
Dude, there's like actual, like, you know, I used to be 500 pounds, so it was hard. Like, I had a lot. So there was like a little thing where you plopped on the shower or wherever, and it would like scrub your feet.
Yeah, or you could just put your foot up on the little thing on the shower and just wash your feet. This is why you have that gross toe.
No, that's not why I have the gross toe.
Yes, it is.
I have the gross toe for other reasons.
Doesn't happen with the gross toe.
But listen, I don't actually sit there and wash my feet. What I do is this. I shampoo only once. The shampoo runs down my body. It gets all over my feet. No. My feet are clean.
That's asqueroso.
No.
Then I knew you were one of those people, Cappy.
I take my body wash. I put under my arms, chest.
You just use body wash? You didn't use actual soap?
Yeah, body wash is soap.
Oh, man.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Do you use an loofah?
No, I don't really use a loofah.
Yeah,
if you're not using the body wash with a loofah, you need real soap, bro.
What do you mean real soap? What's the difference between the soap in the bottle that's like the liquid soap?
There's a difference.
Between what? A bar soap?
Because it has antibacterial properties in it. Or like when you suds up the soap, whether it's your hands, most people use like a loofah or a washcloth or, you know, whatever. It creates like, it's just like when you wash your hands. And when you suds up like that, it creates the friction that you need to clean. And same thing with when you're washing everything else.
But you take, like, I take this, like, liquid soap, It's not in a bar anymore. Now it's a liquid, you know, and it's like Oil of Olay brand, or who the hell knows what brand it is. I put it in my hand. I scrub it all over my chest, my armpits, my crack.
So you don't use a loofah or a sponge or anything?
I use my hands.
Okay. Mm.
Is that bad?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Is it bad?
Eres un asqueroso.
Really? Like, does everybody use a loofah?
No, I don't use a loofah, but I use...
A washcloth, right?
Yeah.
I use a mitt. That's a little bit rough because it's for exfoliating. Yeah. But you have to.
You got the dead skin, bro.
Yeah.
You guys ever get a body scrub? You ever get like a full blown body scrub?
I have a body scrub thing, like from, you know, there's Bath and Body Works, there's Ulta.
I can't believe you use the body wash and not like actual soap.
What? It's soap.
But it's not.
What do you guys mean? I don't understand.
There's like a chemical in it.
No, it doesn't. It says body wash.
I will take, just like I sent you a picture last night of my new face moisturizer, I will send you a picture of my body wash to get inspected.
Okay, hold on. There's two different kinds of body wash. So if you're using the one that is like the soapy body wash, I'll give you a pass. But you don't use an a loofah or a washcloth. So
right, you're using it like
revoked.
You're just putting it, if you use it on a loofah, because then it gets into your skin, it kills the dead skin, and then it'll help the clogged pores and things like that. But if you're just putting it like
on your skin, then you're not doing
any of that stuff. Yeah.
So pass revoked if you're not using a washcloth or in a loofah.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you guys, what's amazing to me is I am 53 years old. I know. I look like I'm 25. Thank you. But I can't believe it's gone this many years without knowing how to properly wash.
Well,
God, I feel
you're welcome.
Dumb.
Well, I feel it's one of those things that you wouldn't share normally with other people. But
I share everything.
Well, that's true. You do share too much. So I'm glad that we have these conversations, though, because now maybe, you know, you'll be able to comment on your own skin someday like you comment on George's being so soft. And
so body wash is not soap?
It isn't, but you need to Lauren Lindsay's point, you need to apply it in a way where it gets absorbed into your pores.
I have another question, though. What if you had a bar of soap and you rub the bar of soap on your arms and your body?
You still need a loofah or washcloth.
I mean, it's better. The bar of soap is better if you're not using a loofah, but if you're going to use one of those things for the pores, that if you use body wash, you should use the thing with the pores too.
So I remember one time I was watching like one of those daytime TV shows, right? Like Tyra Banks, when she used to have one. Yeah. And she had on this lady saying that it was like a cultural thing that certain people didn't use like a washcloth and an a loofah.
Yes, I've heard that too.
Why do you keep calling it an a loofah?
Yes, I was going to just mention that
too.
Do you guys know what I meant?
No,
yes.
I think it's adorable. To decide if it's a word, like, am I saying it wrong?
No, I'm saying it wrong.
It's just loofah.
It's fine. Cute, though, because a loof is a word.
Are we done here?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. One more segment to go. Dealer's Choice. Also, Robert Ori made an interesting proclamation that may not have Shaq all happy. We'll get to that coming up in a couple minutes. Stick around. We're back in two.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
10 minutes in front of 7 p.m., a live Imaging Tuesday, Shinano and Cap final segment.
Whose baseball cards are these?
On this day, back in 2015, the number one hit, T-Swizzle, Taylor Swift featuring Kendrick Lamar. Bad Blood, Cappy.
This is now Austin Reeves' girlfriend. That's how you should refer to
her. Also today, June 6th, of course, D-Day.
June 6th is D-Day?
Yeah, remember D-Day?
These baseball cards are from 1997.
I thought that was December 7th.
They're Sliwas?
That's Pearl Harbor.
Oh,
you
Cap.
Idiot.
What? D-Day? Cap. A day that lives in infamy? What?
Cappy also lied to us.
What? I don't have
D-Day
a good grasp on American history?
The world? World War II?
Yeah.
Storming the beaches of Normandy?
Yeah.
I guess I just got them confused.
Listen, I get Labor Day and Memorial Day confused. You know?
December 7th is Pearl Harbor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's a great documentary on Netflix. I think it's a little bit older. It was for the anniversary last year.
It's got a Roy Smalley card.
He's so not into this conversation.
Why don't you watch it and learn about Pearl Harbor?
I saw the movie.
Oh, Jesus.
I've been to the Ben Affleck one?
Yeah, I've been to Pearl Harbor.
What was the female lead in that?
Oh, I forgot.
I was at the Pearl Harbor Memorial.
The one Ireland was.
There in Hawaii, the memorial.
Yeah, you also went to the King Tut thing and were skeptical that King Tut even exists.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy it.
He thought that was just the villain in Batman?
Yeah.
The old Batman?
Yeah.
The whole King Tut thing, they got like pictures at the exhibit. They're like, here he is. I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah.
And we're sure that's what King Tut looked like. We're sure of this.
Yeah.
Because of the hieroglyphics.
Oh, hey, Mario Ruiz, of course, voice of a lot of our LAFC stuff. He will be coming on stage the second to last award on Saturday night.
Oh, there he is, Mario Ruiz.
Mario will be giving out.
Always dressed fly as hell.
He will be helping us give out Bit of the Year.
Oh, nice.
Which is a very coveted award this year.
Mm-hmm. By the way, shout out to Mario Ruiz. I know he posted this on his Instagram recently.
His rap video?
The new song is fire.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it is.
It's fire.
It's part of my golf playlist, and I love when it just pops up.
Yo.
Oh, I should have played that.
Yeah.
Yes,
I was playing off my phone, and my kids both circled around me to watch it and listen to it. They loved it.
Yeah, a little positive message for the kids.
But more than the song, the way you're just kind of sitting there on the couch, very casually rapping.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
You know how I do it.
Well, that's the music video.
You know, when he made the song, he was in a studio.
Yes.
No, but when he made the video that he just posted on Instagram, he's just sitting there on a couch, just flipping his hands all over the place, like he's doing his thing, but he's not up and about walking. He's just, hey, it's a nice video. I liked it very much, Mario.
Speaking of making stuff, apparently you made something up recently about Mario Ruiz.
What did I make up?
Yeah, you guys were talking about Cappy lying earlier, right, in the show about the whole Palenka thing, the Laker thing.
Not a lie.
And it got me to thinking about a lie recently, just like a couple of days ago.
What happened?
I was driving my kid to a soccer practice, and I'm listening to the show like I normally do. And we're talking about going to the after party of the Mandy's and this and that, and who's going to be there.
Oh, I do.
Not.
I thought this was a little odd. Yes. Yeah. And remember, he said, Mario just texted. He's in.
Oh, I just got a text from the guy that talks like this in LAFC. So everybody assumes, oh, Mario.
Yeah.
And Kevin's like, you know, he's like going with it, right? And I'm like, I have my phone right here. I didn't shoot any text.
Unless Siri sends it. Yeah, without me knowing.
What's wrong with you, Cappy?
You know why are you such a liar?
Mario, what was happening was everybody was trying to criticize my after party. You know, they're trying to threaten me.
Well, people want to go to DeAndre's.
They're trying to threaten me that DeAndre is cooler.
Cap, I
want to
go to yours.
Younger.
Yeah, I want to go to yours.
Because we had a good time last year, didn't
we? Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. And whenever you said Mario, you know, he sent that text, I didn't. But really, you read my mind. Because you kind of said it and wrote it the way I would have said. You said, let's run it back.
Yeah.
Like, that's something I would say.
Right.
I would say, let's run it back at the party.
Right.
But wait, does it make you more skeptical about going to his party, knowing that he made, he just blatantly lied about that?
Gutless liar?
You're a gutless
liar. No, because deep down, he really wants me at his after party.
Okay.
We had a good time.
You're too nice.
And, yeah, so.
You are.
But this year, we could just do it downstairs.
Yeah, at the bar.
At a full bar.
Listen, Chris got a little upset with me earlier, Mario.
I didn't get upset at all.
Because he said, look, here we are. It's you know, we're in the final week of the Mandy's. And Cap, you're inviting people at the last minute. And as a result, it's screwing up the whole seating chart.
Yes.
Right? Now, I don't like to mess with people's stuff because I know Chris has already produced the show and it's, you know, it's being finalized.
Well, Tommy Lamb is the executive producer, just for the record.
Is Mario performing any of his songs at the Mandy's?
No, but I do because Mario has an LAFC match that night. So Mario's going to be arriving a little bit later. That's why we wanted to make sure he has his moment where we'll play a great moment from the last year with Mario and you. It actually features you and Mario.
Nice.
And then Mario will help us give out Bit of the Year.
Oh, Bit of the Year.
Oh, nice. I didn't know this.
I told you I texted you.
Yeah.
Now you're lying.
I didn't know all the details.
I texted you the other day.
Wow. I didn't know all the details.
You know what? I can't take anymore.
Honestly.
You know what? Me and Kev, we get each other.
Yeah,
we do. We ride the Peloton.
Yeah.
We walk around with robes.
We like
Uggs.
Yeah.
We like to moisturize our faces.
Totally.
Cappy hasn't ridden the Peloton in a while.
What are you talking about? I ride the Peloton almost every day.
I haven't rode in a while.
No, not lies. I can prove that. That I can prove. That the data is the data, girl.
So Mario will be helping us give out the second to last award of the evening, Bit of the Year.
Bit of the Year.
Oh, the fun one. That's the fun award.
And you know, a lot of people think Mace has that one locked up with the streak, but Hey King, I'm sure Hey King is doing well.
Hey King almost, well, I won't say this. When Hey King wins, and I think it will, I'm going to tell people something that night at the Mandy's that no one knows. Not you, Chris. Not you, George. Laura, Lindsay, Mario, everybody listening, nobody knows what I'm going to tell you when Hey King wins.
Ooh, you're going to dedicate it to the CappyCast.
No.
That would be
not
hilarious.
A bad idea. Not just a bad idea.
Look how mad Chris got even at the thought of that.
Not a small market.
Well,
not
now,
a bad idea.
Now it doesn't matter because I put it out on the air. You know, it's not a surprise.
Bad call.
No.
All right, Mario, that's quite an honor you're getting.
Yes, it is. I'm excited. I can't wait. I haven't picked up my outfit. Have you?
Well, what do you think? I mean,
probably. You probably got like four or five lined up.
Well, I'm going to say this, Mario. Last year, I show up in this suit. And at the time, we had this sponsor called Sunday Swagger, and they had these outlandish, crazy shirts. So I took these shirts to a seamstress, and I had her cut them all up.
I remember it very well.
And it said Sedano and Cap.
Yep.
Nobody got the bit, which was these were all cut-up Sunday Swagger shirts. Nobody got it. I want to say
I still didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's been a year.
I know. So it didn't work. So my attempt, it didn't work. This year, I'll say two things. You know that I don't like the phrase, give him his flowers, okay? I don't like that phrase. And the other thing is, my black Air Force Ones are the ugliest shoes of all time, and I'll probably never wear them. Keep those two things in mind when you see me Saturday night at the Mandy's.
Real quick, before that, we are giving away two Mandy's tickets right now. Caller number 7 at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Actually, not caller 7, right? We're going to want the first person who gets the answer to this question, right?
Yeah, we'll do it that way.
All right. What was the name of the place we just had pizza from that we discussed on the air the last time?
Chris was
hour?
So kind to order for
yes,
it.
Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you, Chris.
What was the name of the pizza place?
Because I wanted you to experience real pizza, not San Diego. Gutless pizza.
Gutless pizza is a nice name of a place.
First person who calls in at 877-710-ESPN with the name of the pizza place will win the tickets.
Now, Mario, you went down to Del Mar a couple summers ago to hang out.
What a great time. Right?
Why don't you arrange this for this summer?
Okay.
Both Mario and I will come down, and we can give you a full radio class for your CappyCast.
Wow.
The only problem is that the CappyCast is not a radio show. So
what is it exactly?
It's a podcast.
Well, even more reason for us to teach you guys.
Well,
what to do.
I'll tell you what.
Listen to mine. Let's wear it on.
I'll tell you what. I do think this summer I'm going to have a 7-10 day at the races at Del Mar where everybody's invited. We give away a trophy afterwards. We're in the winner's circle. We all go to the you know high-end area where Mario's all dressed up and ready for it. Yeah.
Let's do.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it. Yeah, we're going to do that this year, this summer. It's happening. It's on.
All right, Laura, are we done time-wise? We have, four.
It three. Is a final.
All right. Great job, Cappy, even though you're a liar.
I am not
thank
a
you,
liar.
Christopher, Lindsay, and Laura. Great job. Mario, thank you for hanging out. Appreciate you.
Shout out to Rob Palenka, who I know is probably listening right about now.
Good luck trying to win the tickets. Lindsay's taking your calls now. All right. Have a great day. See ya.